Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night, the Nuggets get dueling 30-point triple-doubles from Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. First time two teammates have ever done that in NBA history, including the regular season or postseason. And now they're up 2-1. Joining us this morning on the show, he played in the NBA for a number of years, an excellent player in his own right. He's co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast with his buddy Darius Miles. We've had him on the show prior. Quentin Richardson is our guest this morning on the show. Q, good morning.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Just FYI, I heard what you were saying. Family Matters theme song is absolutely way better than Full House. That's just my
okay.
personal opinion.
That's a hard take. Okay, bum. Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, it's a rare condition in this day and age. Yeah, I know how all that goes. No,
yes!
Reading good news on the newspaper page.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I love it. Hey, last night, good news for the Denver Nuggets. What, as a guy that played in the league yourself, what's your level of being impressed, admiration, what have you, for the type of game that Nikola Jokic brings to the table?
Man, it's. I mean, every time you watch him, I mean, I've been a big fan. I'm not somebody who, you know, didn't see him or wasn't aware. I mean, I've been aware of how good he was since before the first MVP. But, I mean, just continue to watch him, man. It's so improbable for him to have so much game when you just watch him and watch him walk around and stuff. So, I mean, I think that's the biggest difference, that you don't really expect him to be like that. But, I mean, he's the real deal, man. He's going to go down as one of the top centers in the history of the game, one of the best players in the history of the game. And, you know, he just continues to add to that resume. If he gets the championship, that's going to be just another notch on his belt.
He's so hard to defend as a former player yourself. Give me the X's and O's of what makes him so difficult to defend.
I mean, I liken him to like kind of like how Zach Randolph was, man. When you got guys that aren't really athletic and they don't try and beat you with their athleticism, you find that those guys, especially when he's, you know, somebody of this type of talent level, he's highly skilled, man. And it's tough. Like, you know, I saw they said, yeah, you know, the Heat and Spoelstra wanted to make him score. Like, no, they don't want him to go and score 43. They want it to be as difficult as possible, but he's so good that he's going to force things. I mean, if they had it figured out, why didn't they do the same thing last night? Because no one has this guy figured out. He's too good to be figured out. If you think this is working, he can switch and do different things. And I think that's what makes him one of the best players in the world.
And his passing is so elite that it's hard to guard him because he can score on you and he can find anybody. What makes guarding a big man with elite passing skills difficult?
Because he can see over the double team, especially the places they put him in, around the free throw line, high post or extended. So when he posts up and you're planning to double him, he's such a great passer. And then you couple that with he's 7 foot. Most of the double teams he can see coming, and he can see, and you know he has a great eyesight and vision, and then the ability to pass. So that's why you see him doing pocket pass, bounce passes to guys cutting, and just all type of different things, because he has that size advantage to be able to see over most defenders.
Quentin Richardson joins us this morning on the show. He and Darius Miles host the podcast Knuckleheads, which is really good. They've had a couple of really fun, cool episodes about the NBA Finals recently. Last night, Game 3 goes to the Nuggets. And Jamal Murray now has become a bona fide star himself in this postseason with all of these big moments. And we could have seen this coming back in the bubble when he was great, but the last two postseasons, he was injured, and so he was kind of off the radar. Could you have predicted that Jamal Murray would get back to this level of production after the injuries over the last 2 years?
You never know, but I mean, I definitely felt if he could get himself healthy that he was on the verge of being an all-star type player and all NBA type player, you know, before he got injured. And, you know, he took his time, man. He did it diligently. He didn't rush back and didn't have something else happen. He took the full amount of time. And, you know, he it seemed like he hit the ground running when he really got back out there. And now, obviously, he's turned it back up and he's gotten back to that level that we saw him at last when he was in the, I mean, I hate to say Bubble Murray because that's whack. I think he's more than that. And he's a, you know, he's a superstar type, all-star type player. And I think we'll see that more once he continues to stay healthy and, you know, get the full season under his belt. He'll get some of those accolades because he's that good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Tell me why you think, quote unquote, Bubble Murray is a disservice to him.
Because it tries to box him into one simple section.
And I think
that's the biggest thing right there.
Is that the wife telling you got to fold clothes?
I'll have the doc help her.
Yeah. I'm actually with my son at the doctor. My youngest son. This is the first person in the Richardson family to ever break anything. He broke his arm, and we were about to get a little cast put on him.
Oh man, you're doing this interview from the doctor's office?
Oh man, you know it's all good. I'm in the waiting room anyway.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. That's not an easy thing to balance. So how's your son doing?
He's good, man. He's a trooper. Cruz is one of a kind. You wouldn't even know that he, I mean, if it wasn't for the splint and now what's about to be a cast, you wouldn't even know it because he's still trying to run around and get yelled at and everything to stop anyway. He's just a trooper.
Oh, so tell me again how he broke his arm.
We were in California, and he was running around at his grandmother's house playing too hard, and he fell back and got a little fracture.
So he's a Richardson. He plays hard. He goes 100 miles an hour.
Oh, now he is the Richardson. He plays much harder and goes much harder than I ever went.
Okay, which NBA coach would appreciate his hustle most?
No doubt, Stan Van Gundy and Eric Spoelstra. He's a heat culture guy. He'll run through a wall. He's a heat culture guy. He'll fit right in. He'll run through a wall and keep going.
Right on. Cruz Richardson is a heat culture guy coming up. What, NBA draft of 2036 or something like that?
Yes, sir. He's going to be ready, him and his big brother, 6'7", okay. QJ and Cruz.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That is awesome. Well, I hope that he does well. What do you think about the Heat now losing on the home floor? Do you think that that this series has tilted to the Nuggets, or do you still give even chance for the Heat to be able to win the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I still do. I think it's going to be a 6-7 game series. I expect them to win this next game, and then it'll be 2-2 going back. I think it's going to be a hard-fought series, man. I don't think it's going to be easy for either team.
Just give me your thoughts on how Zion Williamson needs to handle this offseason. He got into a lot of hot water yesterday on social media. We don't know if he's injured. We don't know if he doesn't want to play for the Pelicans. We don't know if he's in shape. We don't know anything about Zion, really. It's all seemingly hearsay and stuff like that. What's your advice to Zion?
Man, it's the same as it's been, man. It's his number one thing above all else is to be in the best shape he could possibly be. You know what I'm saying? I feel like is, you know, get with the team, the doctors and the trainers and find out, you know, what the desirable weight is or what they, you know, what they agree on and what's optimal for him. But I think that's the biggest thing, man, because I think he's shown that he's a superstar. When he gets to be available and on the court, his sample size is unreal. It's crazy what he's able to do and then how good they are when he is available. So I think for him, man, the biggest and most important thing is to get myself in the best shape I've ever been in, like ever, like literally the best shape he's ever been in, and try to maintain it because we saw him come at the start of the season, training camp, look ripped or whatever, and then as the weeks or months go on, he gets back doughy. And you can't do that during the season. You got to figure out some type of game plan that you could work not only in the summer, but you can maintain throughout the season and have, you know, whatever you got to do as far as chefs and all those different things. Because that's the biggest thing for him. If he could lose weight and stay in top level shape, he's going to be first, second team all NBA every year.
How does he keep his private life off of social media?
Hey, man, listen, that's you know, you got to be private. I mean, that's, you know, that's the one thing I learned being in the league, like you say, playing 13 years. And it's obviously a different world now. We didn't have this social media toward the very end of my career. And I wasn't very public with that. So I didn't have some of these things go on. And, like, you know, this is the generation he's in, man. He's a superstar athlete, very, very known. And these type of things could happen. So you got to, you know, you got to move accordingly.
Quentin Richardson joins us this morning on the show. He won the three-point contest back in 05. He played for a number of years of the NBA for a number of teams, and now he's got a great podcast called Knuckleheads with his buddy Darius Miles. And let me tell you, Q, your conversation with Markelle Fultz was so good. It was so insightful because Markelle's had such an interesting career, ups, downs, and you guys really got a lot out of him. So that was awesome to listen to, and you guys do great work breaking down the games, but also getting inside some of these players that we don't get that insight from a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just, you know, part of the advantage we have from being in the fraternity. And then, you know, for the however long we've been doing it, we've done it the right way. And I think people have seen and they trust us at this point. So I think that gives us the ability to be able to do those things and get those conversations.
For sure. It's called Knuckleheads. It's both video and audio. Q Richardson, Darius Miles. Check it out all places that you get your podcast and on YouTube. Quentin, always good to catch up, man. Good luck at the doctor's office. I can't wait to break down the scouting report on Cruz coming up in a few years.
Okay, thanks, fellas. No doubt.
You got it, man. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.